When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
That is the sound of summer tickets being blown out. Starting right now, every hour, all day, all week long here at K-Rock. Think of your favorite band. They're probably playing a show somewhere within the sound of our voice, and we would love to get you to the shows. Every hour, it'll be a new band, new set of tickets, and we're blowing them out all summer long. Right now, great one to start with, MyChem Dodger Stadium. So there you go. Will they be singing in English or Spanish? We don't know.
And A31 has a good point. Next time Ali does the national anthem, can she do it in Spanish?
Yes. God, that would be great.
I would absolutely love to do it en español.
Ali was asked to do the national anthem last year at a Galaxy game and has yet to be asked back. And we've sent that tape to every professional sporting team in all of Southern California, and they have all respectfully decline.
And I thought that would be a good side hustle, because if you do national anthems on a regular basis, you can make good money.
You do the math on just how many games there are and how many national anthems there needs to.
And think about the pride
thousands.
Nights that I could have been invited to.
Yeah, did you get paid for Galaxy?
No, I did not. But once you get good at it, you do eventually get paid.
Yeah, she did not pay, but she's actually lost money because she bought all those cookies, the bucket of cookies that your wife left behind. You made her go back.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Caroline's
cookies
or whatever.
Or Caroline, some
those are delicious, whatever they were. Anyway, Allie's more than available to start singing the national anthems again. Try to get that side hustle up and running.
In any language.
It's her fifth side hustle that has resulted in a total of $0.
I'm not
She's doing
side
it wrong.
Hustles.
Let's go ahead and say hi to caller 20, which puts us in the city of Torrance, I believe. Good morning. Is this Fernando?
This Fernando. How you doing?
Fernando, hi. You're on the air right now. We're on K-Rock. It's Klein Alley's show. And more importantly, you are caller 20.
Oh, great, guys. Thanks. My daughter's going to flip.
MyChem Dodger Stadium. You get the first pair of tickets as part of K-Rock's summer ticket blowout. Hold on. Enjoy those tickets. Are you going with her, or she gets to bring a friend?
I hope I'm going with her.
All right. That'd be messed up if you go, I got us tickets. And she goes, great, Dad. You're staying home. I'm going with someone else. Hold on 1 second, and we'll have another pair of tickets for you coming up next hour, next time it's Offspring out of the gate. But all day long, I'm just looking at this list. You want to see some Beck? You want to see some 21 Pilots? Lots of choices. Turnstile, we got those tickets all for you coming up. Right now, some Green Day. It is K-Rock, We Are Klein Alley show. Summer hours rolling on today. K-Rock, We Are Klein Alley show. Vanessa, any news to report? Any deliveries come through the office this morning that we should be aware of?
Yes, the tiny towels arrived. Oh. There's a couple in there.
A couple? That box was massive. I saw
There's a lot. There's a full box.
Yeah, so I'm just saying we have no shortage of tiny towels to give to everyone who wants one for any reason
at all.
Not
everyone that wants one.
Some guy on the text line, listen to this proposition. Klein, you want to bet on the number of Shohei strikeouts tonight in his Dodgers pitching debut? I'm setting the line at 5.5. You can pick the over or under. If I win, I get a tiny towel. If you win $20, somebody they want to gamble for the tiny towels.
So what are you going to do?
I think Shohei's first pass, I think he's going to have a good 5.5 is a tough line. It's a lot of strikeouts to throw. I wonder how many innings he's actually going to pitch, too. I mean,
maybe it's just for the, ooh, cool, he's pitching, and then it's like 2 or 3 innings.
I would take the under. I'll take that bet with 3-1-0. I'll take the under. Under 5.5.
So if you win, you get $20, and if you lose, he gets a tiny towel.
Tiny towel. You're in.
So much at stake here.
You can, I'm not really supposed to gamble with the listeners on the air, but it's so much fun.
I think you were already told not to.
Yes, a few
times.
And
I think you're already in the hole with another guy, right?
Yes, I am. A lot of money.
How?
It started with...
How big has that...
Got over 1,000.
Oh,
pretty quickly.
No.
Yeah, it started with like a simple $100 bet. I think a $50 bet on the Tyson-Jake Paul fight. Logan Paul fight, whatever that fight was.
And it's only gotten worse.
And I think I went like nine... I lost 9 in a row bets with the guy. Double or nothing.
Jesus.
It got so big.
When will you learn that you make fun of me for saying I'm good at things that I'm not good at? Why don't you just admit that you're bad at gambling?
Because when I'm not bad at it, it feels great.
Not a good reason.
Yeah, but
that you should look, if you were in some kind of Gamblers Anonymous meeting, we would all be looking at you like, denial.
Well, like Adam Scott, for instance, he was potentially going to win the U.S. Open over the weekend in golf, and I had money on him, and it looked great for a while. and I felt really good
that
for a while.
That was on all weekend in the in my house when I was,
And he didn't win. But my point is he didn't win. But for a while, I felt great about my pick until he ended up losing. And then I lost.
Well, what is your point?
The point is that when it was feeling great, it felt great. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up losing. If your goal is to make money gambling, that, you know, that's on you.
Isn't that everyone's goal? That's on you.
I think that some people's goal is to make money and other people's goal is to...
have fun?
No, everyone's goal is to make money, I guess, or else why would you do it?
Because this is the girl math for you with gambling. Well, the amount of time that I spent betting and having fun and the time I spent at the casino, that's worth something.
Well, yeah,
in a way, I won.
Everyone can do the post-Vegas math where you kind of say you've broken even and you figure out how, and the reality is even if you lost a couple $1,000, you go, well, but the drinks were free, so it probably evened out. And someone's like, that does not work out.
No.
But you can convince yourself of that. Or you say, like, had I gone and bought tickets to, like, the Blue Man Group or whatever, that probably would have cost a couple $100, and I just gambled it all away playing blackjack. Yeah, you're probably down. If anyone who's ever said they were even in Vegas lost a ton of money. That's a fact, right?
Oh, yeah, I would say at least a few hundred. Because my mom loses $1,000 and somehow calls herself even.
Even if sometimes I say that I'm up a little bit, that means I've still lost a lot.
But then there's also supposed to be like you can reason with yourself and be like, oh, yeah, I kind of won. And then someone next to you is like, I just won $50,000.
Right.
I mean, what it's actually like.
One of my many almost wins was the time I was at the table playing, you know, Texas Hold'em table game. And my wife wanted to move seats because the guy's cigar was kept blowing smoke in our face. And we switched seats with the guy. And then he got a royal straight flush. I watched the guy get paid out $100,000 in front of my eyes.
Yeah. And that was really losing for you.
That was
no matter which way you slice it.
But he did give us all $100.
So you're even.
So it felt like I kind of evened out over my entire career gambling.
Oh, man.
We'll have more tiny towels for you coming up because we just got another box of them. So thank you to the Print Guru, listener of the show that keeps supplying us with all sorts of good stuff to give to you, our faithful audience. And if you're a new listener, you don't know what the hell you're hearing right now, don't worry. Give it a few days. It'll make sense eventually. When we get back, is anyone on the show actually happy?
Mm.
There is now a new scientific quiz we will take together, and you're more than welcome to join us. This is the happiest season of the year, supposedly.
Yes.
So let's figure out if any of us are actually happy. You can do it with us. We'll do it after this. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Think of this question for a second. How would you truthfully answer it? Are you happy? I think most people go, yeah, like certain things are cool. Certain days are a bit good. Other days not so good. Maybe you go, well, currently the news is a little sad, so I'm not happy as today, but yesterday, maybe you spent a lot of time with your family, Father's Day, you're happy, or you lost your dad this year, so you're sad, you're bummed out. I feel like happiness is one of those waves that's sometimes up, sometimes way down, right?
Yeah, but then there are, like, happy people.
All the time.
That are just always happy. Even though there are unhappy things happening, they just, nope, everything's happy, happy.
I think of my dog a lot of times, and I go, this dog is, like, it just seems dumb and happy constantly. Just happy and dumb always.
I think that dumber people are happier.
Unless it's garbage truck day, in which case he's freaked out and scared, but outside of Wednesday, he is the happiest dog on the planet.
Well, and we're always trying to find ways to be happier, right? You have all these articles that are out about, like, people who get up at 4 in the morning are happier, and people who, don't have roommates are happier, and all kinds of things.
So we're going to see if any of us are actually happy, and you're more than welcome to take this with us. 7 questions will determine how happy you are. Yeah, everyone's got to keep track of their own scores here, but let's go ahead, and we'll go through some of these on the air live, and then we'll do the math off the air. Here we go. Allie, let me start with this one. Do you usually wake up excited to tackle a new day? First thing out of the gate in the morning. Oof. Is your first emotion happiness, excited, or is it like dreading?
No.
Dread.
I'm not dread. I'm like meh. I feel like that's great, isn't it?
No. not according to your score, but meh is not anywhere near the top.
I'm just
scores.
Like, all right, it's time for another day. I'm not particularly excited to tackle on the day. If there's something specific on the show that we're doing that I'm really excited about, then I feel more like that, but I'm never dreading.
Omar, your first reaction when you wake up in the morning?
I usually run through the list of, because my mind always kind of races, even though I'm asleep, so that when I instantly wake up, I kind of like, I'm already going through the list of things I have to do. So I'm already
anxious
about the, I'm already kind of like anxious about the day. Not necessarily in a negative way, but I'm just like, oh man, I got to, do this,
it's
and that.
It's interesting to hear both of us explain away our negatives say as not negatives.
Real defensive.
I wouldn't say it's bad. It's not dread.
Based on the scoring
just
system, you guys
anxiety.
Are not getting a lot of points for this one. Jake, I feel like you wake up happy.
Oh, yeah. In the morning, though, I just yell the F word really loud and then get on with my day.
Who are you yelling the F word at?
Just the universe. Oh. Into the ether.
You know, I was reading something the other day about how people who live alone are the happiest. So, Jake,
I'm happy when I wake up out of my nap.
You're happy, in the afternoon after your nap.
Yeah, because then I can, like, look forward to what I want to do during that part of the day.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the way I would answer this, and usually I have a premature wake up before the real wake up, and the premature wake up when I wake up and go, oh my god, I gotta get up, and sometimes I go, oh, it's only 3:30 in the morning, I can sleep for another hour,
then you feel ready to tackle on the day you know that it's not starting
I
yet.
Feel really excited. I go through shock and panic like the rest of you, but then I have a moment of like, oh, Craig, another hour. And then that's a great feeling.
Yeah, that
and
is.
And then
good.
Before I know it, it's then the real time to wake up. Yeah. And then usually anger is what hits me first.
I feel like that question only applies when you wake up with nothing really that you need to do. Like a Saturday morning wake up, I feel excited to tackle on the day because I don't have a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, I hate Saturday.
Why? Saturday's the best wake up of the whole week.
Because that's the day that I get hit with like, all right, hold on. One kid's got a soccer thing. One kid's got a birthday party. I didn't get a present yet. I got to go to Target. That's when I get hit with all. And then I go, oh, and it's Saturday and I should be doing something fun.
Oh.
Saturday's real depressing.
That's dread.
All right. I don't think any of us got good scores on question one. That's not good.
Are we doing this 7 times?
Well, some of them are easier questions than that one. Question two. How often do you find yourself daydreaming of a better life? Allie.
Probably once a month.
Once a month.
I just think about what would have happened if I had continued on the path that I wanted to continue on.
What, the barista path?
No, that was a path I didn't really intend on continuing.
Which path?
Acting. Acting and voiceover and stuff. If I had really just said, no, I don't want to do anything else, this is... Or Broadway. If I had stayed in New
Broadway.
York and decided was going to continue on until I made it onto Broadway and won a Tony Award, what would my life have been like?
It's miserable.
Probably.
You're going to be playing pickleball against children. Don't you realize how much better your life's
got? I'm living the best life. I can.
There's no... you think Manuel Miranda guy is playing pickleball against children? No, he's not. You will be.
Well, I just...
Omar, how often do you daydream about living a better life?
Huh, like a better life? You know, I'm in a weird kind of like, you know, point in my life where I'm like, you know, kind of starting to think about what my next thing is. But that's not necessarily better. You know, I'm pretty happy with my life. I'm going to say... I mean, not that often. You know, I think I think more about changing my life, but not necessarily for the better. I don't really daydream about that sort of stuff. I guess that.
Current score.
We don't have time to daydream.
Current
soul
score is Allie is -6. Omar's at -3. None of us have gotten above 0 right now. Jake, do you daydream? You live in a shack. If anyone should daydream about a better life, it would be you.
I have the worst car in the garage, and I live in a shack. How often do you think I think of a better life?
I don't know. I feel like you have embraced this as all part of your character.
Yeah, for the show.
I think that's for survival reasons.
Yeah.
I think he has to think of it that way, or else it'll just be devastating.
818 on the text line says, I was happy until I heard you guys starting to take this quiz, and now I am sad.
707, judging by these first two questions, I have... can tell I'm depressed.
All right. I would say daydreaming of a better life, I try to do it every day.
You try to do it every day?
Yes.
That's not a good goal.
Yeah, but it's like a fleeting thought. It's like, oh, man, look how fun
Wasn't
that looks.
Wasn't this your dream job?
Like every time you play the lottery, right?
Yes, when I play the lottery.
Oh, well,
like,
everyone wants that.
Yeah, that sort of thing. I'm not exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is I should have set the bar a lot higher. This is all I ever wanted, and here I am, and it's great. But you do think about other things, and you go, you know, it'd be nice. Like, I see this is a time of year where every year I've got someone I know that's like, all right, we're going to take off until August. We'll see. We're going to go.
Right. Or like,
travel.
Hey, we're going to go in the yacht.
I don't think I would like travel. Like, that's the thing. I'm not a guy that really has any interest in traveling so much.
No.
So,
I think you would just want to sit in a bigger house.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Or, yeah, I'd like to sit in a bigger house with colder air conditioning. That's all I want.
That's a better
I'm pretty
life.
Simple.
So once a day.
We go to question number 4 now. And we're not doing great, but scores are not great so far. Is there anything currently, specific thing that you are very much looking forward to doing, excited about?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it, Omar?
I'm going ziplining on Saturday.
Whoa, cool.
Yep.
Did you build the zip line too?
No. It's someplace in Corona. That's you know, my wife asked me what I wanted to do for Father's Day. I was going, let's go ziplining.
Oh, you got a deferred Father's Day too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice, me too.
Yeah, why would you want to do that? That's like doesn't that crush your balls?
I don't know.
That's why Omar's doing it. He's into that sort of stuff.
It's hard for guys because it's that little harness like crushes your ball.
Sometimes when they put that harness on you, it can make you look like you don't have a penis at all, and you have to
hilarious.
It's not funny. You have to readjust stuff to make it look because it's all basically just bunching up your pants.
Uh-huh.
But when you turn around to the group and they put it on in a way where it looks like you have a camel toe, It's very embarrassing. So you have to like do a thing where you bunch it up to make it look like you're hung.
Okay. Yeah. Have you done that zip line?
Yeah. That's where.
Yeah, so that's also something I've never done, so I get to knock out something on my summer bucket list.
Apparently, Klein's not.
All right. Allie, what are you looking forward to specifically?
Showing off my package while zips.
Hey, you got to show it off. That's a good thing to look forward to.
No, we're going to Tahoe. Tahoe's always great.
All right. Jake, what are you specifically looking forward to?
I'm less than 2 weeks away from floating my river, and I'm going to see the Pixies this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, you do that river float every year. You got that one thing you always look forward to. You take a big sack of beers and you float down the river and you bring your beers with you and then you don't share.
Beers and a habanero beef stick, yep.
And you don't share with anyone.
Nope, I go by myself a lot of times.
Right.
Ran out of people to go with you.
He used to take his girlfriend, right?
I think he used to take your dog, and now you don't take your dog anymore.
It's too much to take Kibbs. That's the one time a year I leave her, yeah.
It's kind of an unfair question to ask during the summer because people actually have plans.
Right. Well, the idea is you always want to have one thing to look for. That's the key.
A lot of my friends are like out of town on the 4th, and that's when we're off.
What about you, Klein? Do you have anything to look forward to?
I have
it. You have that weird kids soccer tournament or something,
I have
right?
a Jersey Mike's buy one, get one sub thing that I think expires today.
That's exciting.
And I'm going to use it after the show.
Buy one giant, get another one free after 5 p.m. At some location.
Not at mine. I'm going to buy one, get one, and eat them both. So that's pretty exciting for me.
So a heart attack is what you're
looking for. That's what I'm looking forward to. Moving on. Here we go. Only a few questions left. How often do you exercise for at least 20 minutes?
Oh, 6 days a week.
You do 6 days now, Allie?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Omar?
5 to 6. It all depends.
5 to 6 minutes or days?
No. 5 to 6 days.
Jake?
What? I do like
why
three,
is that
four.
So hard to believe, dude?
There's so much people exercising here.
Klein was... like flabbergasted that I was at the gym for more than 20 minutes
shocked.
When we were there.
I was shocked.
He was there 15 minutes.
I saw someone, and then I saw on the way out, I was like, that person still looks kind of like Allie. It couldn't possibly be Allie. It's been 20 minutes already.
I was there for, I think, 30 or 40.
Jake, you always hike in the mountains, right?
Yeah, but I do like 3 to 4 times a week.
And he does his little invisible jump rope, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
I said his push-ups.
I'm 0 to 2 times a week.
0 to 2?
I'm not going to say where in the range.
Walking to your car doesn't count.
Oh, okay. 0 to 1. All right, moving on. 2 questions left, I think. How much time do you spend on your screen every day? And this includes phone, TV, or...
Yeah.
I mean, for this
iPad.
Job, though, I mean...
Right, well, yeah, definitely.
I don't think work counts.
You don't think work counts?
Mm-mm. All right. Because you have to do that for your job.
Fine, so how much leisure time do you spend scrolling?
Maybe an hour.
A day?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Omar?
I'm probably a little higher than that. I'm going to go like an hour and a half.
Jake?
Yeah, I'm somewhere around there too. I've been doing less because Kibby's been knocking the phone out of my hand.
Oh, yeah. She's feeling neglected.
My average is about 9.5 hours of screen time a day. Way too much.
Keep getting notifications. I keep going down.
Yeah.
Not me.
But yeah, Klein, I think that you're looking at, you're a mindless scroller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like when your brain needs to be occupied at all times. You need stimulants.
How often do you do nice things for others?
Oh, you know what? I helped a lady at TJ Maxx take her little TJ Maxx purchase to her car.
Is that lady you?
No.
Are you talking in the third person again?
It was me. It was another lady, an old lady who was having trouble fumbling with her bags, and I helped her to her car. The problem is she couldn't remember where she parked. So it took a really long time.
Did you stay with her or did you give up?
I just dropped the bags and ran.
All right.
No,
great.
No. I did help her.
Omar, how often do you do nice things for other people?
I mean, it's usually a family member that's asking for help, whether it be, a home improvement project or, help moving or something like that. I would say maybe once a month.
Jake?
Oh, all the time. Like, I held the door open for a guy at 7-Eleven yesterday, but he was going to the store next door, but still, I held the door open for him.
you had a good intention. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, Jake is usually a man for himself. He doesn't really think to help people that much.
Yeah.
But then, in Vegas, there was a time where I was going to be left alone by myself, and he stayed with me until I was, he wanted to make sure I wasn't alone because
safe. What, I was out buying you a beer or something?
No, I didn't want her to be accosted by weirdos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I try to do, I'm helping Jersey Mike's stay of business later today.
You help every local business stay open because you eat at all the businesses.
That's right.
I think that's very charitable.
And I always...
You support people even though you don't want to.
That's right. You're right. I don't do it because I want to, but I do it. final question. Here we go.
I know Vanessa hasn't answered any of these, but I feel like she's probably the happiest person.
I agree. That's why she doesn't have to answer these.
Yeah.
What is a succulent? That's the last question. Does anyone know? The last question is, do you consider yourself... Well, there's two more. Sorry. This is a quick one. Do you consider yourself an optimist or a pessimist?
Oof, God. I think I'm an optimist.
Omar?
Pessimist.
Jake?
Most of the time, I'm an optimist.
Now, I consider myself a realist.
That means pessimist.
No, it means it's...
You can't pick a third option.
I am.
It's a very simple question you said.
Final question. Do you feel like your life has a purpose?
Ooh, yikes. I think it did at one point.
All right, that's a good answer. Omar?
I think it does, especially, with children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, children.
Jake?
Sure.
I'll answer for you, Jake.
Sure.
No. I'm going to say during the week, yes. On the weekend, less so. All right, so here's our final. Now we got to tabulate the scores.
818, Allie probably asked that lady for a tip after she helped her.
He probably did. Groceries. This woman's probably taking the same quiz now, going like, oh, man, this woman chased me in my car. Or steal my potholder from TJ Maxx. All right, we'll add up some scores. I think we can learn we're all pretty happy, right?
No.
Show me happiness. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. All right, the results are in. It turns out the happiest person on the show is the one person that didn't take the quiz. Vanessa, congratulations. Vanessa, you win happiest person. You live alone, and you do a lot of stuff for yourself, and as a result, you are the happiest. So, yay you.
How do you feel, Vanessa?
I feel pretty good about life.
That's great.
I did want to share what I do, save for the first question. Can I share really fast?
Sure.
No.
Aww. Yes.
Go ahead.
This is what I tell myself when I wake up. Literally every day.
I'd say that too.
That was it.
Yeah. What do you say to yourself when you wake up?
Okay, I say today's going to be a good day. And then I think, did I just jinx myself? But then if I have a good day, I was like, it's because I said today's going to be a good day. So I literally wake up and I'm like, today's going to be a good day. Let's go. Boom.
And then you spend the whole day wondering whether or not it really was.
At the end of the day, I'm like,
I can't believe I jinxed myself again.
Yeah, you do this every day?
Vanessa, turns out you've lost the happiness quiz. I have to recalibrate the score now.
Nice. You're a morning affirmation type of person.
Yeah.
You should just go with that original one of gay. It seems like that's a much stronger affirmation, huh?
Ready to go.
When we get back, we'll get to your ADD news, and then we got another pair of tickets for you. This time you'll be seeing the Offspring at the Forum, so get ready for that. If you remember, Offspring played the Forum for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas just a few short years ago. What a vibe that was. You will get to experience that coming up in moments right here, K-Rock. Already this morning, we gave someone tickets to see My Chem at Dodger Stadium, and you'll have a chance to take part of K-Rock's summer ticket blowout. The second we're done with the ADD news, we get you into the Offspring at the Forum, so be ready to call and claim those tickets after your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
Investing in imaginary money always has its risks, and that was the case with FTX. Maybe it's been the case with you with crypto and many other forms. Tom Brady was endorsing it, so was Steph Curry and Shaquille O'Neal, and not only did it end up being a complete train wreck, it cost people millions and millions of dollars, and then everyone was looking at Shaq going, why did you ruin my life? Well, now we are finally seeing some of the legal accountability being taken for this whole fiasco, and Shaquille O'Neal is the first man to pay up. He has settled the claims against him for $1.8 million. So that's what he's going to have to pay. I guess
that's like nothing for a guy like that.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
It was billion. I was like, that sounds good.
And by the way,
but
Shaq,
I guess he got into this thing later than the other celebrities.
Shaq is a guy that, as you know, endorses everything. And once you get to the level where
he's like Snoop,
he is on maybe even more. For a while, it was Peyton Manning was the guy. His face was on everything. Now, Shaq, I can't think of the last place I've gone to that I did not see, like, it's Papa John's, Shaq's on the box. It's you go to a random appliance store, there's Shaq.
You go to a club in Vegas, there's like a poster of Shaq. It's crazy.
He is the number one endorser. So when someone endorses everything, you also can't take them, like, they're just there for the paycheck.
Yeah, if I had used something because Shaq endorsed it and then it didn't turn out well, I wouldn't be like, Shaq!
Right.
Yeah, what are you doing? I trusted
Diesel.
You.
Come on, Diesel.
It's up to you. essentially to buy something, and then when it doesn't go your way, you get all pissed off and you want all this money. I understand people lost a lot of money, but they were also saying that Shaq was the most responsive celebrity. He was the one that actually would sit down with the, you know, the legal team on the other side and be like, how can I work this out? They were like, Tom Brady and some of the others, it's been impossible to even work with them, and they invested way more money, and they were in it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like they're the ones that, when this does eventually settle, they're the ones that are going to have to pay a lot more because of that.
Yeah, but are they really going to pay a lot more? I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, the thing is, when you're rich, you can also kick the can down the road pretty easily.
Let the lawyers tie this up.
Yeah.
Litigation or some fancy word.
Just say litigation.
Just say litigation.
Fancy word.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
All right. At this point, there are thousands of stories about how people have been affected by the raids and the protests that have been taking place here in L.A. the last couple of weeks. We talked to one of the guys from L.A. Taco recently, and already one of his friends over the weekend, who was born and raised in East L.A., was detained. It's insane. Every day you see these new stories, and it's heartbreaking. But let me tell you the story of a man whose balls are suffering as a result of the protests. He was protesting. I guess the crowd at one point was moving forward, so he was grabbing some stuff out of his backpack, putting a water bottle in there, zipping it up, and getting himself together so he could move. And the police thought that he was either out of line or going to do something violent, and they shot him with a rubber bullet, and they shot him in the groin.
The injury was sustained to my groin. Mm. I have a bruise. Left testicle, and my right testicle was actually shattered.
Oh, shattered, man.
Shattered testicle. Oh. Those rubber bullets are no joke. And this one was like 3 feet away from him.
They said that they somewhat fixed it, so it should have some function.
What a great thing.
He probably
thing
had great balls.
Well, he probably did.
Good point, Klein.
But
good point.
That's not what you want to hear from a doctor. We somewhat fixed it.
Yeah, it might work, might not.
I know. We're it's not really sure. It's not like point a car.
But cosmetically, is he okay? I mean, if they said it shattered testicle does not sound like something you ever recover from.
If it's shattered, don't you have to get a complete ball replacement? They can't just, like, patch it up.
Yeah, you got to get one of those, like you know how they put, dogs, like, fake balls on
they're
dogs.
They're called nudicles.
Yeah, get some nudicles.
We should buy him
a
nudicle.
Were you going to get those for your dog?
I was, yeah. I still think he needs them.
But it's still very badly damaged.
Yeah. Oh.
They could not give me an exact time of how much I got to spit. They just told me to hit them up in 5-8 days, and then
what kind of doctor?
Yeah, seriously.
Did they say hit us up?
Is this a real doctor or is this a buddy of his? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, hit us up in 5-8. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, these are like the ex-weed doctors.
Yeah. My buddy used to watch a lot of House, so we'll just go ahead and let him give me advice.
He said he's going to keep protesting, though. He was like, even if I have to show up in a wheelchair, I'll be there.
Man, that's sad. This guy got a...
We could crowdfund him some proper balls.
I wonder how much
that
would cost.
Ball, though.
Well, you can roll with, yes, you can roll with one ball, but, and he's got a great story as to how he lost it, but wouldn't it be a great thing for, a great cause for us to get behind as a show, like Ali said, that we crowdfund this guy one more nut? Maybe he doesn't have money, we can get him two new ones.
One more nut!
Yeah.
One more nut! It is a great chance.
That's
chant.
The real cause that we need to be behind, right?
I think we need to get behind that cause.
Let's just focus and zero in on this guy's nuts.
Yeah, let's be honest. We're not going to be able to solve the immigration problem on this show, but we could crowdfund a guy's
nut. One ball at a time, we will make
what about Klein Alley jock straps?
That's you've taken a good idea and you've made a bad idea now. We had a good idea going. And
well,
now
we have the diapers. We
taking it go worse. Good point.
Everyone raw-dogging their flights has been a thing for a little while now. And now, thanks to Rob Lowe, it could be transitioning into your workouts. Because Rob Lowe says that he raw-dogs his workouts and he does it completely without music. He said he wants to hear the wind. He wants to hear his own feet. He wants to hear his breath as he's working out. I, as somebody who exercises regularly, would hate this. And especially if you're at the gym and you have nothing and everyone else has AirPods and they're just huffing and puffing around you, it's horrible and excruciating and it makes your workout feel a whole lot longer. But it's something that more and more people are trying out now.
I don't do this often, but on the few times I've actually gone on a hike for a workout, I will oftentimes, you know, my AirPods are always dead. Clearly, everything in my life is at 1%. I'm never charged.
I hate when you put it in and it goes beep, beep,
dead, dead, dead. But I will eavesdrop in on. I'll find good people that are having a fascinating conversation in front of me, and I'll just keep my pace so I can listen to their conversation the whole way. And I find it fascinating. It's like live reality TV happening before your very eyes.
Yeah, I mean, but then if you eavesdrop and you get boring conversations, you're
like, move on. Yeah, you move on to another couple.
Yeah, but I'm like, why did I waste my time listening to your conversation? And you're just not even talking about anything.
But I think that could be the future. Just eavesdropping in on other people's conversations is better than trying to pick your own, you know.
Yeah, but people, make your conversations interesting, okay? I'm listening.